This is WordPress Weekly, your source for the latest news, plugins, and interviews with influential leaders in the WordPress community. Here's your hosts, Jeff Chandler and Marcus Couch.
Welcome, everybody, to episode 224 of WordPress Weekly for Wednesday, March 2nd, 2016. I'm your host, Jeff Chandler, joined by Marcus Couch. And Marcus, it's been a while. It's been about a month since we've been behind the microphones here on WordPress Weekly.
Yes, we are back. You're going to have to tell us all what it was like taking a month away from WordPress.
Yeah, so to all our listeners out there, I'm back. We're going to be doing this weekly thing we call WordPress Weekly again until I take yet another vacation week coming up at the end of May. But yeah, so I ended up, and I was thinking about this all day today, about what I was going to talk about, but I ended up taking a break from all things WordPress, and I've been doing this. I've been writing about WordPress for a few years now, you know, over going close on a decade, but full-time. For about 3 years, and just some of the events and things that I've been dealing with the tavern and the daily grind of writing, especially the last 4 months of 2015, were it was rough. You know, dealing with so much negativity on the comments and when with people and interactions on Twitter, it just after a while, it just kind of eats away at you, and you just need to take a break. And I mean, like a full on. Break away from all things WordPress because WordPress is a major part of my life, and I interact with people every day. I mean, that's what I do for a living, and so I ended up testing out my employer's unlimited vacation policy, and I'm happy to report that a month fits within that unlimited time frame. So my boss is very gracious enough to allow me to take this time off to sort of get my head on straight, regain my bearings, and just take a break. And, you know, I mostly got a couple things done on my list I've been meaning to do, but I played video games and did things that just didn't require me to think very much, you know, just to get away from that daily grind. And it was great. You know, I feel refreshed. I feel ready to go. I feel like I'm ready to take things a bit slower. You know, I was getting to the point where working every day, the days just kind of blur together, you know. One of the couple of interesting things about this break is that normally when I go on a vacation week from WordPress stuff, I keep tabs on what's going on. I maybe check my email. I'm interactive on Facebook and Twitter. But outside of a small spat when I just happen to be bored, for the most part, I stayed off of social media. I stayed off of the tavern. I didn't read anything really to do with WordPress. I happened to come across some things about the REST API discussions that were going on throughout the month. But other than that, I stayed off of social media and everything. And so I found that to be sort of unique because I just didn't have an interest in really wanting to know what was going on. And then one of the things that I kept note of is wondering, well, let's see when I come back if I miss it, or let's see how many weeks it takes or how many days it takes before I miss it. And I really just want to get back into the groove of things. And for the first time since I've been writing about WordPress, doing this thing for my career, I didn't miss it that much. I wasn't champering at the bit to come back and just start writing about WordPress full time. So I thought that was interesting, and I think there's some reasons and some issues for that I'm going to try and work around to try and get back into that groove of, you know, really enjoying my job and having fun with it and missing it when I'm away from it for a while on my vacation. But I found that to be interesting. I'm back, I'm here, and we're gonna get through. And there's quite a lot to talk about, Marcus. And while I've been gone and doing some things and taking care of myself and getting my head on straight, what have you been doing for the past month? How has it been having your Wednesday nights free?
Well, interesting you should say that. Jeff, you know, not many people really kind of – a lot of people know that I develop sites and I manage stuff and do a lot of marketing and such, but I don't really talk about the clients, so, you know, in terms of what they are. And – My clients range from one of the largest tech associations in the world, and I've got two motivational speakers that are world renowned. They were both in that movie, The Secret, if you saw The Secret. And you know, there's millions of dollars of revenue a month for these guys. I do all membership sites. So that's what my new, I guess, specialty has become. And it's not out of choice or something that I predestined. It just happens to be that all my clients do that. And I always get these questions and technical things that I have to work through throughout my day, whether it's customer service issues or marketing funnels or setup or new plugins and any of that that goes along with it, because all of these clients use WordPress. So I've actually decided to take what I know and package it together in my own membership site. And I now have the domain membershipcoach.com. And there's a site up there. And anybody who's listening, if you want to get involved in as far as learning a little bit more about your membership site, how to start one, the best things to do, I put a pre-launch form on the front page. There's only one page right now. It's just a splash page. But I'm working on the material on the back end. So anybody who signs up for the pre-launch, they're going to get the fundamentals course that I've put together for free, absolutely no charge, no obligation, no nothing. And we're also going to have some programs. So it's going to be, I think, 300 videos, about 30 hours of content that I've put together that I'm going to edit down, and got somebody working on that right now. We're going to have masterminds, all that stuff. So unlike you playing video games,
you've been hard at work.
I put a lot together. And I'm going to actually do a podcast, ask the membership coach. I don't know what the title is going to be. Membership coach, maybe. I don't know. But that's what I'm going to do. So along with the client work that I do day in and day out, I'm going to be using that skill and knowledge to help other people in the WordPress community and even those who don't use WordPress in terms of maximizing their membership sites.
So people are interested in that, or they want to sign up, get your information first. It's membershipcoach.com.
Yeah, membershipcoach.com.
Taking a look at it right now, and I do see I do see the splash page. There's an email address, first name, and you have a Twitter account at membershipcoach on Twitter.
That's right.
On the Twitter.
So it's probably going to be another maybe month until I launch officially and start actually taking in paid members of the group, paid subscribers to the group. But it's going to be very affordable. Anybody's going to be able to afford to get in, and I've got a lot of free stuff and free resources as well. So I hope people will go to that and sign up.
Yeah, me too. You got a lot to share, a lot of valuable knowledge with your vast experience and membership sites. So hopefully you can pass that info on, and there's gotta be an audience out there that desires that type of information, because there's just so many different membership plugins and services out there for WordPress that you could tie into. So it'd be nice to have someone, like you said, a coach to just help people work their way through these various systems out there.
Yes, and I'm not the first. There are a couple of other ones out there, and even Chris Lemma has one that he put together at membershiphuddle.com. And I think mine are a little different, and it will be a little different, because I'm going to show real-world examples of what a million-dollar funnel looks like from start to finish. And then I literally cut in and show you that, yes, over 3 days, it made $1 million with this particular member funnel. And that's something that I don't think the other kind of membership coaching type sites out there do. Their instructors aren't really hands-on as heavy as I am every single day. So I'm really looking forward to bringing that to the table.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, good luck with your project. And, the last time we talked, we were mentioning some news and tidbits of WordPress 4.5, but as I've come back from our break, we're looking at, if it hasn't been released yet, it will be soon, but WordPress 4.5 beta 2. So we're nearing the, today is March 2nd, and we're looks like by April 12th, that's the scheduled release for WordPress 4.5. Wow. So I figured let's, speaking of 4.5, of course, some of the headline features that are going to be in this release is a responsive preview of your site. You'll be able to check it out within the customizer. So based on the screenshot from what I've seen how this works, you'll be able to see your site or a theme in the customizer. And in the bottom of the customizer, they'll have these three different options. And you click on one, it'll show you the mobile view. You click on another, the tablet view. And then, of course, the third one is the typical desktop view. And this will be added to 4.5. And this feature will actually bring the customizer in WordPress up to par with services out there like Squarespace, I think, already does something similar like this, where you can preview how your site will look in the different responsive ratios on your different devices. So that's pretty neat, and it works actually.
Let me give my comments on that. Unless it's on a per page or per post preview basis, it means nothing. It may be for a quick glance as to what the main homepage is going to look like, but as somebody who does pages every single day by the tens, I'd say probably at least 20 a day, you have to look page by page in terms of the images and how they are responsive and the text, and is this line of text that you're going to put in H3 going to move over to the next line in a mobile view? You know, is it going to be two lines instead of one and mess up your whole flow as far as your spacing? Unless you get a per page or per post preview, that means nothing to me.
Well, based on the screenshot that I'm seeing, you can see it on the home page, but I think you will be able to see it, you know, when you click on a customized link on whatever page or post that you're on, you'll see the three different, you'll have an option to see that view, or there's three different views for that content. So I think you'll be. I think what you're requesting there is going to be part of its default functionality. Because what you're saying is it would be way too limited if it was just for the homepage.
No,
it wouldn't be useful for you.
No, I'm saying in the customizer is not useful for me whatsoever. If I want to see exactly what layouts look like in terms of a per post basis, what am I going to do? Put a post out and then go back into the customizer to see if it looks any good out of my editor?
Oh, yeah. So you're saying going into the customizer after the fact.
That's what you're going to have to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I see what you're saying. Well, we'll have to look into this and see if that's an issue. Of course, with beta 2 out shortly.
Yeah. And by the way,
we'll probably do some testing on this and talk about it next week.
Yeah, Squarespace does that on a per post basis. So if Squarespace is their aim as far as where they're heading towards, and God, I hope not. But they can do it on a per post basis.
Then one of the other features coming to 4.5 is theme logo support. So Jetpack has had this feature for a long time now, where any theme that supported the Jetpack version of it, you could allowed users to upload a site logo. So you'd have a little image that would show up in your theme. Well, they're going to port that code over to WordPress. So now it'll be a core feature, and theme developers will be able to add support so that they can allow their theme users to upload a logo. Now, based on some things I've seen, this is very basic. This is a very basic feature. Whereas, themes that support it, when they're customizing their site identity area in the customizer, they'll see an option, if it's supported by the theme, to upload a logo, which is an image that you have on hand, and it will align it to the left side of the theme. Now, currently, there's no options to change its alignments. You can't put it in the center or on the right side of the page, and there's also some issues with whether it's it can support Retina images, uploading Retina images, and whether or not this logo is responsive or not. So there's some things that we're still working through, but the basic sort of theme logo support will be added in WordPress 4.5. And there will be a new version of 2016 that will also come with WordPress 4.5, which is going to have the built-in support, so it'll be a live working example of how to implement this type of how to implement logo support into your theme.
Now, that's a pretty good idea, as long as it can remain consistent with external, you know, third-party themes, and they take advantage of that.
Yeah, so we'll see how that pans out. And there has been some talk as to whether there's going to be confusion from users configuring site icons versus site logos. The team has sort of worked through that with some UI changes and user experience, but it'll be interesting to see on the support forums after 4.5 is released whether users submit support queries of wondering what the difference is between the two and showing your confusion, or B, because 2016 uses it and maybe that user discovers that they can upload a site logo, but then they switch to a theme that doesn't have support for it, and then they end up filing a support request wondering, well, where is it? I can do it in this theme, but I can't do it in this. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of adoption rates we'll see for themes to pick up on this now that it's going to be supported in core.
Yeah, it'll take a little while, but I'm sure they'll do it.
What else do we have? There's some pretty cool comment moderation improvements. So there's going to be an enhanced experience when moderating comments, which is something I'm very much looking forward to, because moderating comments is a daily part of my job. So you'll be able to see a preview of the comment, and it will actually render it now. Instead of a block of text, which is incredibly annoying, you'll actually be able to see how it looks on the front page of your site with formatting. So it'll look a lot nicer. You'll see links or links and bold words or bold words, and it won't be just this big block of text, which is a welcome improvement for me, because I moderate comments all the time. There's also a nifty edit link that they've added as well, so you can quickly edit the comment if need be.
Hmm.
So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
Yep, absolutely. Me too.
There's inline link editing. So within the visual editor, you'll be able to edit links inline, which will produce a smoother workflow. They've also added some additional shortcuts. So when you're typing in the visual editor, you could do, backtick, period, backtick, and that'll give you like the code shortcut. And there's also some things there for bold. So they've kind of enhanced the shortcuts. The style formatting shortcuts that we talked about or that were added in WordPress 4.4, which is pretty cool if you can remember what to type, you know, the sequence when you're using them. There's also some optimization of image generation. So now this is neat, because image sizes are going to be generated more efficiently. They're going to remove unneeded metadata, but they're still going to include color profiles in what they call Imagic, which is going to reduce file sizes up to 50%, but it's still going to have near identical visual quality. So that's going to be just an improvement across the board on the web for image generation. And there's going to be a whole selection of improvements that developers interested in WordPress should take a look at, especially selective refresh. That's something a lot of theme developers should look into, especially if you use different parts of the customizer, because what this does, it renders parts of the customizer preview in real time without having to reload the entire page. So that's really neat, and it could really enhance the user experience in using the customizer. So that's just a sample of what we can look forward to in WordPress 4.5, and Marcus and I are going to do some testing with beta 1 or beta 2, give some things a try, take a look at that customizer issue, and maybe have a report for you next week.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's see. So there is if anyone out there is familiar with a service called Poetica, they've been acquired by Condé Nast. They created an open source WordPress plugin, and what it did is it allowed real-time collaborative editing within WordPress. And based on the screenshot, it was really cool, because you could have people in there, and you can sort of like in Google Docs, you can underline text and leave a comment saying, you know, this needs to be bolded, or these words need to be rewritten. It kind of And it kind of reminds me of when you got your paper graded by your teacher and she outlined this and that and wrote little notes here and there about, you know, things you got wrong or things that need to be changed. Well, unfortunately, this service and this technology is actually going to be rolled into a proprietary publishing platform called Copilot, which Condé Nast uses for their system. But development on the open source plugin will be discontinued. So if you use that service, you're going to have to save your drafts, migrate them over to something else because the user data is not part of the acquisition. So about June 1st, the service will shut down and all drafts and user data on the site will disappear with it. So just a heads up for anyone out there who may be using Poetica, that you better find an alternative rather quickly, and you may want to migrate your data if you want to save it, you know, especially your drafts.
Yeah, that sucks that that plugin's going away, but what can you do? That's, you know, they obviously, Condé Nast is a bigger company. They bought it for the code themselves, you know, itself. They want to do something with it, so more power to them.
And I don't know, Marcus, this may be news, good news for you. I'm not sure, but the Stripe Payment Gateway for WooCommerce is now available for free. So what used to be $79 for a single license or $99 up for five sites or $199 for up to 25 sites, now it's free for all the different websites. So that's pretty cool. And I think one of the reasons that Automattic may have made the Stripe Payment Gateway free, available for free, is because I haven't confirmed this, but I think there's revenue sharing that goes on based on Automattic receives a percentage of the amount for the processing fees that happen through the Stripe Payment Gateway. So I wonder if that's what they're doing or that's why they've done it. I guess PayPal has a similar model, so that's where the reasoning for this comes into play. Again, I have not confirmed this. It's just an idea as to why maybe they've done this or went this route, but maybe Stripe has a similar revenue sharing model as PayPal. Maybe that's why Automattic has decided to release it for free.
Now, wouldn't it be something if that Stripe connection paid for the entire acquisition of WooCommerce?
Oh, you mean just through the payment processing fees that they're yeah. getting?
Yeah.
Well, that'd be something else.
I mean, what if that was the play all along? It's just, yeah, we want to hook in Stripe and get our affiliate money.
I don't know. I mean, there's more to it than that. I mean, they've not released any information about other additional payment gateways that they're going to be releasing for free. So who knows, maybe there may be more down the pike, but as of right now, just Stripe and I think PayPal might be free.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
Stripe is now just another free service you can use. And maybe they're getting a kickback on every payment process through Stripe in WooCommerce, which it's got to be a hefty fee. I'd imagine if that's going on, they've got to be making a good chunk of change on that.
Even if it was just 1% out of the 3 that Stripe normally takes, that's a lot. 1% of every online transaction done through WooCommerce and Stripe.
Yeah. I mean, considering that WooCommerce is one, if not the top in terms of market share e-commerce solution out there. Now that doesn't mean that they're all using Stripe for the payment processing gateways, but
no,
you know, PayPal is probably still up there in the lead, but you know, some of the issues I've read with people involving PayPal, Stripe is a great alternative from what I've heard from people based on their experience. So, yeah, I mean, there's just, we'll never know what kind of bread they're making through the payment processing fees through Stripe, but it's got to be, you know, I got to imagine it's got to be lucrative enough to even come up with the idea that to just release it for free. I mean, and if they could get more people to take advantage of the Stripe Payment Gateway, well, that's just more beneficial for Automattic.
That's right.
You know, if this is the case, yeah. you'd want as many people as possible using Stripe. So let's just make it free. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, if that's their MO, yeah, that's the one.
So, Marcus, we talked about this sort of technology. In fact, you kind of had a feature story about AMP.
I scooped it.
Yeah, you sort of scooped it. Two scoops, one scoop for us. And it's about AMP. And AMP is sort of it's called Accelerated Mobile Pages, and sort of a partnership that Automattic / WordPress.com has with Google in creating sort of a plugin for this. But it's Google's open source project to improve the experience of the mobile web for publishers. And sort of going back on it, Marcus, give us a little bit, maybe a quick primer as to what AMP sure. is, and why people running WordPress sites may want to use it.
It cleans up the mobile view. So really, if it's a text heavy page, it will get rid of a lot of the, you know, inline stuff, inline scripts and images and things like that, and deliver a really clean mobile view that's scalable in terms of, you know, when you're on the iPad and you want to expand it or something like that, or, you know, your phone. So it's really meant to give a clean, distraction-free type of an experience in terms of mobile. Now, this is vitally important because Google is changing their algorithm to start show in, at least in mobile search, to show AMP compliant websites in search first. So if you do not have AMP enabled within your site structure, you're not going to be listed first. It will be those that are AMP compliant. So with WordPress, you have a big strategic advantage here. If you employ AMP, you'll be ahead of the curve. So you may outrank the big boys if they're not playing the game in terms of AMP compatibility. So just by installing one plugin, you get it. I know WordPress.com is also going with that as well. So that's pretty big if you can see that WordPress.com is implementing the same type of technology as well. It's just a plugin, set it and forget it. There's really not much you have to do to it. There are some setting tweaks that you can do, but for the most part, you just start it up and it rolls. It makes like an alternative URL in which it displays differently. And I thought it was interesting actually seeing the post. Even see you were in the bunker hiding from WordPress for the month, so you probably didn't see this. But on the Tavern, Sarah did write about AMP and how it's coming to WordPress. And she also noted in the comments that, you know, that the Tavern had AMP installed, but wasn't sure how it was rendering. And then somebody actually recommented or replied to that comment and said, here's the link as to how the Tavern looks in AMP. And it's
very easy. All you have to do with when a plug is installed for any URL that you're visiting, like I'm visiting the post on the Tavern, you just add /AMP to the URL, and you actually see how it renders on your desktop, how the AMP page looks. And yeah, I'm looking at it right now, and it's very anything that has to do with the theme is gone. All you see is mostly text. You see links. You see some block quotes. I see the video. And then at the bottom, I see an image, something that says who is and view all posts by and blog. I'm not sure why those links are there. So one of the issues that we're running into is possibly having to go in and edit the styling output of AMP, because maybe it doesn't exactly match what we have on the Tavern. But in terms of configuration, it was very easy. All you just had to do is install the plugin, activate it, and it pretty much takes care of everything for you. And it renders incredibly fast, and it should, because it's taken away all the things that slow your site down and pretty much gives you just a bare bones, just the content, really.
Yeah, and it's really nice. So install it, then go to your own website and type /AMP and have some fun.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting how Google search engine says, well, we just released AMP, and it really improves your mobile page, and we're going to, you know, give a little bit higher score to those who load really fast on mobile. Oh, and by the way, here's AMP, something we made. You might want to use it too. You know, it's just kind of crazy how that relationship on how that all works out. But I mean, it's Google, and they're behemoth, and they're the number one search provider. What can you do except play by their rules? And if they come out with something and say that they're going to give a little bit more weight to something, as somebody who manages websites or has client sites, you have an obligation. You pretty much have to use it.
Yeah, and
I mean, you're behind the scenes of everyone else who does SEO stuff. They're all going to install it because they want to be on the first page of Google. And if Google gives you a little bit more weight for using AMP or having an AMP enabled site, you're going to do it, or else you're not doing your clients justice.
That's right, and you might be able to even charge for that. Yeah. Just say, client, we really need to make the site AMP compliant, and that's going to take $500. So write me a check and I'll install the plugin and hit activate.
So there you go. So you can find the AMP plugin on the WordPress plugin directory. It's right there, available for free.
Oh, it's called a directory now, is it?
Directory, repository. Some people call it a suppository. I don't,
Yeah.
I have repository, repo, directory, I don't know.
Okay.
It's one or the other.
I just thought you've been gone a month. You might have forgotten.
No, I haven't. So let's see. That's pretty much all we have in terms of catching you up with the news. I do wanted to mention, throw this out there really quick. We'll talk about some events, but I know a lot of people are going to Pressnomics this weekend. This is the fourth Pressnomics, I believe, and it's a conference devoted to entrepreneurs and business owners in the WordPress space. And I can say I won't be there this weekend. I'm going to miss out this year, and I know a lot of people have been asking if I'm going to be there or not. They're sad that I won't be there, but it's just a great conference. I remember going there last year and sitting at a table, and this group of people to the left of me is talking about customer acquisition, and the people on the right of me are talking about funnels, and the people across from me are talking about different ways to get people to renew based on texts and discounts and time periods in their emails, and all these different conversations of all this different business stuff. And it was just a great vibe, and people were just sharing. Doesn't matter if you had a competing product in the space. Everybody was just talking about their experiences and sharing tips and providing help with others. And Pressnomics is one of the most well-run conferences that I've attended in recent memory. So the Strebel family definitely does a great job with that conference. So if you're going out there, have fun, have a great trip, and I guarantee you'll come back with all kinds of information you can use and apply to your business. I don't have a business, so personally I couldn't apply most of that to what I'm doing, but it was just great just being a fly on the wall and listening to all these different conversations that people were talking about and realizing that there's so many facets to running a business. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, aren't you glad you don't have to deal with that crap that we do every day?
Yeah, for the most part. But I mean, man, what a hell of a challenge and hell of a thing to work through and chip away at. And you know, it's got to be, to be one of those people where the business just sort of takes off and you get to that point where you're just steadily chipping away, business is growing, and you just, you get that feeling of pride because you work through all that and get to greener pastures,
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. But so that's what's going on this weekend, Pressnomics. Hope everybody's having a great time. Of course, we got a whole bunch of WordCamps coming up. In fact, maybe next week we'll do a feature where we mention some upcoming WordCamps because it's that time of year where we're going to have multiple ones each weekend. In fact, I'm going to WordCamp Chicago, which I believe is at the end of April. Mm-hmm. Nice. I'm really looking forward to that. I haven't been to WordCamp Chicago since 2009. It's one of my favorite cities I've visited. And it's also the birthplace. Well, I consider it the birthplace because it's the first time I saw it, but it was where I saw Gravity Forms for the first time. And I told Carl, and I said, man, this thing is going to take off. You guys have hit on something. This is going to be fantastic. And lo and behold, here we are, about six, seven years later, and Gravity Forms is a hell of a plugin and one of the mainstays of the Rocket Genius business. Have I received any royalties for that? No, I haven't. But I have a lot of awesome swag and some great friends and mentors over there at Rocket Genius. So congrats to them, and I can't wait to go back and visit Chicago. Really cool city. And speaking of events, Marcus, I know I think I saw that you're actually going to be attending WordCamp San Diego this year, correct?
I am. I'm also, if we're going to, you know, whip out the itinerary here, I'm planning on also going to WordCamp Boston in July as well.
Man, talk about a trip.
That's polar opposite of where I am, I know. yeah, so going from Southern California to Boston, that's a mighty long flight. But it's worth it. And I've got family there. I was out there like a week before Thanksgiving out in that area, and it wasn't so bad. And I figure it'd be a great trip to see some family and go to WordCamp and have a good time.
Combine family and WordPress and WordCamp. That's what it's all about, man. Have a good time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then have you seen any rumblings about WordCamp Orange County this year?
Not yet, but that's probably going to be June, I would guess.
So we're in March. I'd hope in April, somewhere during this month or in April, we learn or hear about what's going on with WordCamp Orange County. Because if that happens again, I'd love to come out there and stay with you guys, visit you, and man, have me some of that carne asada.
Yeah,
I can't stop thinking about it since last year. It's a meat candy, folks. If you've never had it, oh God, is it good?
Yeah, you guys got to stop out of my house. I'm looking at the WordCamp Orange County site, and they do not have a date posted yet. It says coming this summer to a venue near you. All right, go to the gas station by my house. Let's see that. yeah, I don't know.
It'll probably happen because it's been a popular WordCamp in that area for several years in a row now.
Well, yeah, and it looks like they've already got the space theme going here by the site. Last year was like camping. It was about camping, the great outdoors, the wilderness, yes. Whatever. This one is very much space oriented, and they've already got the sponsors up there. So it looks like it's definitely going to happen.
Yeah. It's just a matter of announcing the dates. And, we've also got a WordCamp here locally. It's called WordCamp Northeast Ohio. That's going to be taking place. I think I'll have to double check the dates, but it's soon. It might be in April or May. It might be May. I have to double check, but that's actually going to be replacing WordCamp North Canton. So now it's just going to be called WordCamp NEO, which is Northeast Ohio, which is going to be held in Kent. Kent. Yes, NEO. WordCamp NEO. So that's a pretty cool acronym. So I have more information about that probably within next week or so.
Yeah. I'm also planning on Las Vegas, if they have it, and Los Angeles as well. So that's going to be 1, 2, 3, 4. That's 5 WordCamps, and that's not even counting US.
That's a new record for you, man. 5 WordCamps in a year?
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. And hopefully by Boston, I'll have my proverbial stuff together in terms of my membership talks and things that I can piece together some sort of speakership.
Is it Boston or Boston?
Boston.
Boston. All right. So with that out of the way, man, let's roll into our highly anticipated plug-in picks of the week.
All right. Well, friend of the show, Jeff Mattson, has come out with another masterpiece with his partner, Travis Lopez. This is Jeff's 5th plug-in in terms of the repository. It is called Migrate Ninja Forms to Gravity Forms. Want to guess what it does?
It migrates content from Ninja Forms, which is a free and available plugin on the directory, to Gravity Forms, a commercial plugin.
All right. What do I need? What do you need me for in this segment? I guess nothing. But but it's a great plugin. I actually tried it. I had to install Ninja Forms and try it. I made 2 forms that I imported it into Gravity Forms, and it worked perfect. So good job, Jeff Mattson, on migrate ninja forms to gravity forms. Good work.
Oh, you know, just I'll throw a tidbit out there because I saw the news that came out today. But anyone out there who may be highly anticipating Ninja Forms 3.0, which apparently has a new UI in terms of generating forms, select customers will start receiving it on Monday, so next Monday. So keep an eye out there if you're a customer of Ninja Forms or highly anticipating their newest release. Check it out. Of course, I'm definitely going to give it a try and have a report for you in a future episode of WordPress Weekly.
So standing in the entrance to the new Ninja Forms is Jeff Mattson trying to rope people off over
well,
the
ground. I wouldn't go that far.
You know it's true.
But there were some interesting backs and forths between James Laws and Jeff Mattson on Twitter, and I'll just leave it at that.
I can only imagine. All right, so we talked about AMP in the onset of the show here. And Dylan Ryan and WP Valet have come up with a new plugin that actually is called AMP Analytics. And it allows you to add analytics to your accelerated mobile pages. So you can kind of see exactly what's going on in terms of views and this versus that. Maybe I don't know what else it does, like page speed and stuff. So if you're going to use AMP and you are one of those stat junkies like me and you just want to know what's going on under the hood, it's called AMP Analytics. And finally, I'm going to talk about PageLine's new Platform 5. And this is the first plugin that PageLine has actually put out. They put their whole system out for free. It's a total like drag and drop editing system for WordPress. It works for any theme. It's just a plugin. It has a lot of different elements involved in it. Anything from kind of crazy sliders to content shufflers to allowing you to do like a complete magazine style blog section with just short codes, tons of templating switches. It takes advantage of loops. And it does what it's supposed to, right? It's free and it has a paid version that has a lot of different extensions and add-ons to it. And I tried to get a license from them for a pro version so I could evaluate the full potential as far as the extensions and things. But Jeff, for the first time in history, I was denied in public on Twitter.
And what was their reasoning? Just a flat out
no? I don't know. Maybe they don't know who I am, or that's what we get when we take a month off the show. We just drop off everybody's radar. But maybe a month ago they would have done it. But now we got to fight our way back thanks to your vacation. So thanks, Page Lines. Appreciate that. Those are my plug-in picks of the week.
Well, there you go. I if we had a sound effect, I'd play the losing sound effect from the Price is Right, you know.
So if you're a friend of the show, maybe you don't want to even try it until they give me a pro version.
There you go. So that's this week's plug-in picks of the week. So, well, I'm going to work on getting that accessibility roundtable together. I'm also going to work on getting Matt Mulwig on the show. We got to get him on before it gets too much further into the year. And, of course, we have a slew of other guests that I'd like to bring on the show and just talk shop with, talk WordPress, and maybe some other bits and pieces of their life. You know, let's dive deep into the people of WordPress. So that's what we've got planned for upcoming episodes of WordPress Weekly. You can find show notes for this episode and every other episode on wbtavern.com. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jeffro, that's JeffrO0. And Marcus?
You can follow me at MarcusCouch.com, on Twitter at MarcusCouch, and be sure to check out that new membership project I've got going on over at MembershipCouch.com.
And until next week, everybody have a safe, enjoyable rest of the week. Enjoy your weekend, and we'll be back at you same bat time, same bat channel. Can I get sued for that? I hope
no.
I don't think,
by the way, next week's show, I will be in Palm Beach, Florida. I will be on the opposite end of the.
You'll be on the show at the same exact time as me.
That's right. So I'll fade 20 minutes in, just like you do.
fantastic. So we'll be back at you same time, same place next week with some more WordPress goodness. Until then, take care, everyone.